The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, this is Lisa Bernhard for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Kids on the Go. Kids on the Go is generously supported by the Raleigh Kiwanis Foundation. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Scout Life. Let's ask the gear guy. I have my six essentials. What's the next most important thing to bring on an outing? From Isaiah in Puyallup, Washington. Cub Scouts should pack six essentials for hikes and campouts. These essentials include a first aid kit, a flashlight, a filled water bottle, trail food, sun protection, and a whistle. These items keep you protected, hydrated, and fed in the outdoors. Plus, they help you be prepared for certain emergencies. You can store this gear in a fanny pack or a day pack. You can find several types of day packs at the Scout Shop. In addition to these items, older Scouts should pack a pocket knife or multi-tool, extra clothing, matches and fire starters, rain gear, and a map and compass. Altogether, these are called the Scout Basic Essentials. Beyond the basics, the next most important item is up for debate, especially since it depends on your outing. For a long hike, you might want to pack a hiking stick or cushioned socks. For a winter campout, consider bringing hand warmers or an extra pair of gloves in case your first pair gets wet. We asked some adult Scout leaders about this, and here are their recommendations. Scouts BSA handbook, toilet kit with hand sanitizer, a cell phone with a power bank, emergency shelter, duct tape, insect protection, and a paracord. Now let's talk about some SL headliners. Alpine racers. Eagle Scouts excel on the slopes. Helena and Henia Rivers, and Henry Rivers IV, ages 18, West Babylon, New York. Scout ranks. Helena and Henia are Eagle Scouts with Troop 430 in Bayshore, New York. Henry is an Eagle Scout with Troop 43 in Bayshore. Made headlines at the 2024 Winter Youth Olympic Games, where Henia and Henry represented their mother's home country of Jamaica in alpine skiing, becoming the first youth winter Olympians from Jamaica since 2016. The triplets then shined during a series of international ski competitions in the fall of 2025, as all three attempted to qualify for the 2026 Winter Games. The scoop? The Rivers siblings learned to snow ski around the same time they learned to walk. They started competing when they were five and, as of press time for this issue, were in the running to race at the Winter Olympics hosted by Italy in February. They have until January 18th to meet the qualification requirements. Also, for their Eagle Scout service projects, they each led teams that enhanced the facilities in a popular park, earning them the Community Leadership Award from their local sheriff's department. Robotics champs. Scouts win at Worlds. Isaac Kramer, Lucy Kramer, Aditri, or Addie, Prasad, and Samviti, Sammy, Prasad. Ages, Isaac is 12, Lucy is 14, Adi is 14, and Sammy is 14. Their hometown is Richland, Washington. Scout ranks. Isaac is a Tenderfoot Scout, Troop 190, Richland. Lucy, Second Class Scout. Adi, Life Scout. Sammy, Life Scout, Troop 219, Richland. Made headlines for earning the Champions Award finalist, second place overall, at the 2025 First LEGO League Robotics World Festival. The scoop? As members of the Intelligent Mavericks team, Isaac, Lucy, Addie, and Sammy competed with more than 60,000 teams worldwide and in the For Inspiration and Recognition of Science and Technology, also known as FIRST, championship. For the Ocean Innovation Challenge, they built the EPIC, an underwater ultraviolet lighting device designed to kill bacteria and algae that cause problems for ocean explorers. Griffin Moore, hometown, Winchester, Kentucky. Scout rank, Arrow of Light Cub Scout, Pack 56, Winchester. Made headlines by winning the 2025 Kentucky State Championship in the 10-year-old speech division at 4-H Communications Day. Griffin's speech was titled Marvelous Life Lessons and was inspired by Marvel comic heroes. He earned a perfect score from all judges. Benjamin Schaefer, age 13, hometown is Mountaintop, Pennsylvania. Scout rank, Tenderfoot Scout, Troop 63, Drums, Pennsylvania. Made headlines for being selected to play in a special exhibition game at the 2025 Little League World Series. Ben, who has Down syndrome, was chosen from more than 30,000 players nationwide to represent the Challenger Baseball Division, Little League's program for players with physical and intellectual challenges. He proudly sported his number 63 jersey as a shout-out to his scout troop. Beam Fatakuti, Arjun Fatakuti. Ages, Beam is 15, Arjun 12. Hometown, Columbus, Ohio. Scout ranks, Beam, Eagle Scout, Arjun, Life Scout, Troop 844, Columbus. Made headlines for running Sahara Columbus, a local nonprofit organization that encourages youth to perform community service. Since 2020, the group has organized drives to collect backpacks and shoes, and it has distributed 10,000 blessing bags containing food and encouraging messages in Columbus and other areas of Central Ohio. Now an article titled, The Thrill of the Chill. Scouts scale a massive wall of ice. Towering nearly 70 feet tall, a cascading frozen flow looms over the scouts of Troop 16 from Parker, Colorado. Many of the scouts aren't intimidated. With ice axes in hand and crampons strapped to their boots, they're excited to climb this impressive ice wall. It looks so cool, said First Class Scout Brendan Klinker, 13. You don't realize how difficult this will be. As the scouts get rigged into the ropes and approach the icy challenge, their adrenaline starts pumping. Each climber swings two axes above their head, embedding the metal into the frozen surface. They kick the crampon spikes into the ice and slowly lift themselves up. The climb is on. Adventure on Ice. Camp Alexander, a pathway to the Rockies Council property in central Colorado, offers ice climbing in January, February, and March. The camp partners with an area climbing company to create the wall every winter using a process called ice farming, in which mist of water are sprayed onto the rocks for 2 to 3 weeks in the winter when temperatures dip below freezing. The result is several thousand square feet of climbable ice. Staff members string up the ropes, provide the equipment, and review the safety rules with all the units that sign up. Ice climbing has become an annual tradition for Sea Scout Ship 311 of North Glen, Colorado. It's pretty easy to pick up, says Edward Lockley, 14, a Life Scout with Troop 311, and a Sea Scout with Ship 311. It doesn't take much to learn the basics. But knowing the basics is important for everyone to stay safe and have a good time. Although your climbing techniques for scaling an ice wall aren't the same as rock climbing. It's an entirely different experience, said Colin Gilligan, 13, a Life Scout with Troop 311. You're not going to have an ice pick if you're climbing a rock wall, and it's hard to walk in the crampons. You have to find a new way of walking so you don't trip. It's also important to take breaks. Even if it's below freezing, you'll still work up a sweat. Wear extra layers of clothes so that you can adjust your level of comfort. Bring drinking water and snacks, but make sure they stay warm. I brought protein bars, and they were frozen solid, Brendan says. I had to warm them up with a hand warmer. Finding a route. The camp's ice wall isn't flat. It's jagged with long icicles. Some places are covered with snow, while other places have ledges. So one route might take you longer to scale than others. Sometimes it took scouts only 5 minutes to carve out a path to the top. One more challenging route, they were on the wall for more than 15 minutes. It's tiring to stay up and hold on, said Ashley Maxwell, 13, a Life Scout with Troop 311. You take a break, and you feel like you can't go on anymore. But getting to the top, you can't get much better than that. A positive attitude can help you achieve your goal. Even if you don't reach it, staying cheerful keeps you looking forward to your next climb. Each troop had time for a few tries. The entire troop was cheering you on, so it helped quite a bit. That gave me more courage, Colin says. It's pretty amazing. You don't notice how high it is until you're up there. After the scouts finished their routes, they leaned back and walked down the ice while their belay team monitored their descent. The first time I went up, I was nervous, said Nico Baumeister, 13, a tenderfoot scout with Troop 16. But when I came back down, I was super excited to do another one. The last one was sad because it was so fun, but we had to stop. Fun around camp. The fun didn't end with ice climbing. Some troops chose to go on ice fishing on a frozen lake, and others played hockey or went sledding. I got to go ice fishing for the first time, Colin says. At the end of the day, everyone retired to the cabins where they got a good night's sleep. After a weekend at Camp Alexander, scouts took home special ice climbing patches and the memories of trying something new. It was a lot of fun, said Julian Aldrich, 13, a Star Scout with Troop 16. I really hope this becomes one of our yearly activities. The gear you need. Crampons can help you get your footing on ice, but to make the crampon spikes stick, you have to kick them into the wall. Make sure you wear thicker socks so when you kick into the ice, it doesn't hurt your toes, says Dylan Schmidt, 13, a Life Scout with Troop 16. Keep your hands warm by wearing thick gloves. Gloves also allow more freedom to move your fingers than mittens do. This helps when gripping ice axes. Everyone wears a helmet, even if you're on the ground. Helmets protect your head because the ice doesn't always stay on the wall. When a big chunk of ice falls, you yell, "Ice!" and back away from the wall, Nico says. All they do is win. It's no small thing. Thanks to these athletes, the 2026 Winter Olympics are going to be fire. Chloe Kim, the greatest snowboarder. Chloe Kim has been a dominant force in snowboarding since her breakout performance at the 2018 Winter Olympics, where she won a gold medal in the women's halfpipe at 17 years old. Known for her gravity-defying tricks and smooth style, Kim followed up her Olympic debut with another gold at the 2022 Winter Olympics, cementing her status as a snowboarding legend. Now 25, Kim remains the favorite in the halfpipe event. Her groundbreaking trip combinations include the seemingly impossible back-to-back 1080s, in which she performs three full 360-degree rotations in one giant leap twice in a row. The 2026 Olympic Winter Games and Paralympic Winter Games for athletes with disabilities will take place next month in Italy. Athletes from all around the world will compete in sports such as skiing, snowboarding, figure skating, and ice hockey. And this year's events will feature one of the most exciting Team USA rosters ever. Ilya Malinin, the quad god of figure skating. Ilya Malinin, 21, has earned the nickname Quad God for being the first skater to land a clean quadruple axel in competition. It's the sport's most difficult jump, consisting of a forward takeoff followed by 4.5 rotations in the air. But for Malinin, it's not only about the amazing technical difficulty of his ice skating routines. His artistic expression also sets him apart from his competitors. Matthew and Brady Tkachuk. Brothers Matthew, 28, and Brady Tkachuk, 26, have hockey in their blood. The sons of retired National Hockey League star Keith Tkachuk, they have both carved out impressive careers in the NHL. And now they're competing side-by-side for Team USA. U.S. hockey hasn't won the gold since the 1980 Olympics. That year, the U.S. shocked the world by beating heavily favored Russia in what's now known as the Miracle on Ice, then went on to win the gold against Finland. It wouldn't take a miracle this time. Team USA is that good. Mikaela Shiffrin, alpine skiing's record breaker. Mikaela Shiffrin is one of the most decorated alpine skiers in history, with multiple Olympic medals and World Cup victories to her name. The 30-year-old is known for her technical brilliance in slalom and giant slalom, as well as her versatility across other disciplines. The 2026 Winter Games are a bounce-back opportunity for Shiffrin. She didn't medal in the 2022 Olympics, but she's been dominant in international competition since then. Jordan Stoltz, speed racer. Jordan Stoltz, the 21-year-old emerging force in speed skating, seems set to explode onto the scene at the 2026 Winter Olympics. Known for his blistering pace and technical precision, Stoltz had demonstrated remarkable growth since his debut on the international stage 4 years ago. A recent international event, he consistently held his own against even the most veteran competitors. Stoltz has the potential to redefine American speed skating in the future. For now, he's 100% focused on bringing home the gold in 2026. Oksana Masters, the Paralympic legend. Oksana Masters, 36, was born in Ukraine 3 years after one of the worst nuclear energy accidents ever, the Chernobyl nuclear power plant explosion of 1986. The exposure to radiation left her with multiple birth defects, some of which led to having both legs amputated above the knee. After being adopted by an American woman and moving to the United States, she received the medical treatment she needed and began competing in adaptive rowing within just a few years. Masters became one of the best Paralympic athletes in the world, specializing in multiple summer and winter sports. This winter look for her in the cross-country skiing and biathlon competitions. Oksana Masters excels at the parabiathlon, which requires athletes to alternate between cross-country skiing and target shooting. Milan Cortina 2026. What it is, the 2026 Olympic Winter Games and Paralympic Winter Games will take place primarily in the cities of Milan and Cortina d'Ampezzo, Italy. The game will consist of 116 events, including the first ever ski mountaineering Olympic event. Other sports include alpine skiing, biathlon, bobsled, cross-country skiing, curling, figure skating, freestyle skiing, ice hockey, luge, ski jumping, snowboarding, and speed skating. The Paralympics will feature 79 events. When? The Winter Olympics will be February 6th through the 22nd. The Paralympics will be March 6th through 15th. How to watch? Italy is 6 hours ahead of the U.S. Eastern Time Zone. Your local NBC station and NBC Universal Networks, available on most cable and streaming services, will air some of the Winter Olympics and Paralympics events live during the day. The most popular events will be shown on delay in the evening. You can also stream events on live streaming services and the official NBC apps. Tina and Milo. The official mascots for the 2026 Winter Olympics are Tina and Milo. Tina is short for Cortina, and Milo is short for Milano. Tina and Milo are stoat weasel-like animals native to most parts of Europe and Asia. They're known to be quick and lively, making them the perfect Olympic mascots. Snow place like home. Want a cozy place to stay in the winter? You can build one. Bundled up in his warm sleeping bag, Ewan Knight tried not thinking about how he was surrounded by ice. I just ignore the fact that I'm inside the igloo, and that's the easiest way to get to sleep, the 12-year-old tenderfoot scout from Troop 254 in Seattle, Washington, says. It wasn't the best sleep, but it was okay. Working for hours on the frozen dome and aiding his fellow scouts with their igloos also probably helped him catch some Z's. The igloo campout is one of the most challenging and fun outings the troop ever does every year. Be prepared. Weeks before the campout, the scouts start preparing by reviewing the gear they would need. Even if they'd gone on this outing before, everyone studied their packing list because it's important to stay warm and dry to combat hypothermia. That's when your core body temperature drops dangerously low. So there's a photo here of the scouts building igloos, and they look rather large. They're building cubes that are about, let's say, 20 by 16 by 4 inches thick. And another shows scouts with one on the inside of the igloo and a couple on the outside of the igloo, putting them in place to build the dome. We do a lot of pack checks, says Zhaiming Deng, 17, a life scout. I brought 4 pairs of socks. I think I had 3 coats. I brought more waterproof gear. It was much warmer. The troop also went on a day trip to practice building igloos. There's a technique for making sturdy igloos and snow caves, and a campout isn't the time to be caught unprepared. Constructing a few igloos and a couple of snow caves in one afternoon requires teamwork, communication, and time management. It definitely builds character, says Eagle Scout Mason Gao, 18. You have to adapt to an environment you're not used to. To the mountain. The troops met at the base of Mount Rainier, the tallest mountain in Washington State. There, the guys began stomping a large patch of snow. The pressure from their boots melted the powdery white stuff. After at least half an hour, the compressed snow had refrozen into a solid mass. Time to break out the carpenter saws to cut the blocks. We sawed them and adjusted them a little bit to build an igloo, said Chedden Lin, 13, a scout. That was the hard part. You need a lot of strength to pull up the snow. The older scouts used a large tool made of plywood and metal to wedge underneath the blocks and lift them. Using sleds, they dragged the 40-pound blocks to where the igloos were being built. The younger scouts helped position and hold the blocks in place as they were stacked together. They also looked for gaps between the blocks and filled them with snow. If you simply stack the ice blocks, you'll have a wall. That won't work to sleep in, so the guys shaped and angled each block to create a dome big enough to fit four of them inside with gear. Sleeping in the snow. While many scouts formed igloos, others opted for snow caves, which called for digging into a snow hill. With 15 feet of powder on the ground, they had plenty to work with. Snow caves are customizable. We all had our separate rooms, says Star Scout Joseph Hyung, 16. I'd like building snow caves more. The sleeping setup inside both structures was basically the same. Each scout put down a tarp, then their sleeping pads and sleeping bag. Finally, they covered their stuff with trash bags in case the ceiling dripped in the night. Snow shelters trap heat really well, sometimes raising the interior temperature more than 40 degrees higher than the outside air, depending on how it's built. That'll keep you nice and toasty. Before going to bed, eating a hot meal will warm you up too. My favorite part was cooking for the troop. We made pho with chicken meatballs, Joseph said. We're running out of time, so I'm going to have to leave you in suspense. Listen next week, and we will continue with this story. We hope you enjoyed listening to Kids on the Go. Please join us next time. Kids on the Go is generously supported by the Raleigh Kiwanis Foundation. I'm Lisa Bernhard, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Kids on the Go is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. Thank you.